I've been involved in Rocky Flats for 44 years because the Department of Energy came to me and asked me to do a contract study at Rocky Flats to discover what windblown particles there were out there. And what I found horrified me, because the tests I did showed that there's plutonium dust in tiny quantities but capable of killing people all over the site and being released when they were operating, released on a daily basis, and I got them to finally admit this. Often they try to deflect attention from what they're doing. They're not totally honest in everything they do. They're certainly not fully scientific. And it's a risk for anybody. It's an uncalculated risk to go out there for recreation when there are so many other places for recreation around here. And it's a disgrace, really, to Colorado, and I'd say specifically to the health department of this state, that takes the DOE word as gospel when it's extremely dubious. So the citizens need to be on this, and they need to really pinch our congressional representatives to do something about this, because we've been talking to the reps for decades about this. They have all the information. They claim they cannot judge whether the federal people are telling the truth or we are, and we have dozens of scientists working on this. And I said, let us go to the National Academy. They're independent, they have the expertise. Let us give them a small amount of money to do an analysis of what is already known from the federal data and our own data, and judge whether or not it's safe. I'm pretty sure that the National Academy would find it unsafe for recreation, but that would allow the political representatives to say, it's not our decision, the National Academy has decided for us, and let's just keep it closed for the indefinite future.
If a family asks you, should we take a hike out at the soon-to-open Rocky Flats Trail, what would you tell them to do?
My analogy would be, let's say the family hears that there's a crazy gunman out there with a high-powered rifle, and he's shooting up in the air and occasionally down into the ground and sometimes across towards the east or the west or whatever direction, and there's a good chance that he would not kill them when they go out there, and he's only doing it maybe once an hour or once a day, but why risk it when all the likelihood is that in the future we'll find that what is the official safe standard here, which was always decided on by arbitrary and cost factors, that they will find, oh my dear, we've made a mistake, and yeah, that was the old standard. I'm sorry about the death of your child. Please forgive us. We didn't know what we were doing. That's what likely will come about in decades to come. It's a massive gamble, and it should not be allowed to go ahead. We should not be spending tens of millions of taxpayer money for the trails and for the visitor center when there's ample recreation around, and we're exposing people to an unknown risk, but a likely risk to their lives and health.